Senator John Kerry is a Democrat from Massachusetts. He's a member of both the Transportation and the Foreign Relations Committees and a co-sponsor of the Aviation Security Act. He told us that federalizing workers who screen passengers and baggage is an essential part of the legislation making its way through Congress.
You know, you have an INS that deals with immigration, you have a border patrol that enforces on the border, you have Capitol Police, who are federal police, you have the Secret Service, who protect the president. I mean, all of these things are a government force because that's the best way of ensuring standards, of effecting those standards, of hiring the personnel you want, of supervising them, and ultimately of providing the kind of accountability that you need in a national security program. Airport security is a national security program now. You know, we don't contract out those other efforts, and we shouldn't contract out the security of people flying.
Senator Kerry, would the airport security workers be different kinds of people, or would it simply be necessary to rehire people who are doing the job now in order to get the system up and running?
There would clearly be a transitional period where you need to keep people who are currently there under a greater level of supervision, but you'd keep them. But at the same time, many of the people who are there would qualify to be rehired. They're good people, they're capable, and they would pass the tests, I'm confident. What you would have, however, is a higher pay standard, you'd have vacation time, you'd have health care benefits, you'd have the civil service benefits, which would attract people who want to make a career of it, who believe that it's a worthwhile employment that they're willing to give some time to. And that automatically would raise the level of some of the people applying.
What about citizenship?
It is required. Citizenship and permanent visa would be a requirement of being hired under the current bill that we proposed.
Let me ask you to switch hats and talk for a moment about your responsibilities on the Foreign Relations Committee. The FBI and others are reportedly retargeting their investigations now that the bombardment of Afghanistan has begun to move from looking into what has already happened to attempting to prevent a possible future attack of some kind. What do you think? Is that possible? Does it make sense? Could you quote odds on preventing something, some concerted effort to try another terrorist attack?
I can't give you precise odds, but I absolutely will tell you, yes, it makes sense. I'm glad they've done that. It didn't make a lot of sense to have 4,000 to 7,000 agents chasing the act that we now know pretty well how it happened and sort of who was involved. We have enough information about various cells and players in this country that we need to be processing better the information and leads that we have, the various methods we have of surveillance and of pursuit in order to try to prevent. But every American does understand, I think, that there's no such thing as failsafe in that effort. There are just too many people, too many locations, and it's too difficult. And as we've seen in Europe, people have had to live with that threat for a long period of time. But they have, and their countries have done very well. And never has the world assembled the kind of focus that we have to ferret it out and prevent it and minimize its potential as we are right now.
Senator Kerry, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Senator John Kerry is a Democrat from Massachusetts.